我哋今日读嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音嘅21:15-19。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of John, John chapter 21, verses 15-19.
我哋会用启应嘅方式读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
Let us read this responsibly, first in Cantonese and then in English.
约翰福音21:15，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。第三次对他说：耶稣，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。我们一起读第十九节。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说：你跟从我吧。
John chapter 21 verse 5. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs.
He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep.
He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go.
Let us read the last verse together. This he said to show what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, Follow me.
愿神祝福听和读祂话语的人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
麦牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系深爱耶稣。
Title of the message by Pastor Thomas Mack this morning is "Loving Jesus."
儿童可以下边有儿童崇拜。
And the children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
早晨，而家開始春天啦。
Spring has just arrived.
雖然外邊仲好寒冷。
Even though it could be still kind of cool out there.
但我知道啦，好炎熱嘅天氣會就嚟嚟緊啦。
But we know that the hot weather is coming.
呢個就係當我哋喺度咁仰望主嘅時候。
This is when we are looking forward to Christ.
我哋喺向我哋一路，我哋基督徒嘅歷程一路向前行嘅時候
，and as we continue to walk the path as Christians，
我哋期望我哋嘅一路一路嘅去成長。
We hope that we can gradually mature。
我哋一齊嚟祈禱。
Let us pray。
天父，我哋多謝你。
Heavenly Father， we thank you。
就是你十字架的爱使到我们开始行这一条天路。
It is because the love of the cross that we can walk this path that leads to heaven.
求主你每天都去教导我们。
Lord, may you teach us daily.
当我们自己去打开我们的圣经来读的时候。
When we open the Bible and read it.
当我们去祈祷的时候。
When we pray.
当我们行出去去经历你在给我们的生命的时候。
When we experience the life you've given us.
然后我们每一天每一刻都去去在你那里得到学习。
That we retain your teaching every moment.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
祈祷奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray all these in your son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天我太太和我隔壁的太太在外面听话。
So yesterday, my wife was talking to our neighbor, who was also a married woman.
太太说，我们这个是一个 throw away 的 generation， 即是我们这个丢弃东西的世代。
And our neighbor tells Rina that this is a throw away generation.
即是说这些东西你买回来不喜欢，你就丢了它咯。
So when you purchase something, you don't like it, you can always just throw it away.
你吃两口的东西不喜欢，又要丢了它。
You take a couple of bites of something, you don't like it, throw it away.
但更加他说的是说呢，我是讲人与人之间的关系啦。当他不喜欢你的时候，你就丢了他啦。
But moreover, that when we have relationships that we do not like, we can likewise throw it away.
由他讲到夫妻之间的关系。
Especially the relationship between spouses.
我们看到在这个时代太多的离婚。
There are so many divorces nowadays.
太多的所谓堕，很多我们破碎的关系。
There are so many broken relationships.
他说他的仔女现在都没结婚。
And the neighbor tells us that her children are not yet married.
就算结了婚都说定了，我们不爱仔女了。
And they say even if they get married, they are not going to have children.
他觉得他生命里面太多的破碎，他们不知道怎样去应付。
They feel that there are so many brokenness around that they don't know what to do with it.
对这一代的人来讲，爱只是在今世或者只有在这个 moment 这个时刻。
So to this generation, love is just a momentary thing.
没有一个所谓什么永远的爱啊，永恒的爱。
There's no eternal or permanent love.
就算当你情绪高涨的时候，你可以跟人讲，我有落下山盟的海誓。
And even when your emotion is at its high point and you make a vow or an oath of an undying love,
我好爱你啊，我连条命都可以俾你啊。
I love you so much, I can give you my life.
咁样出呢个咁情绪冲动嘅时候讲嗰句嘢。
And this is a saying at the height of emotions.
可以有时可能系一个真心嘅承诺。
Sometimes it could be a sincere oath.
但人他不知道原来自己有几咁软弱，有几咁有限。
But as human, we don't know how weak we can be.
人在利益或者危险来到的时候，
when it comes to danger, when it comes to benefits,
就连彼得他这么爱耶稣这个门徒，他都会不认主。
Even a disciple who loves Jesus so much,He disowned him.
不止一次，连三次咁多。
Not only once, but three times.
甚至佢要发誓话我唔认识呢个主啊，呢个耶稣呢个人啊。
Even he swore that he didn't know Jesus, this person.
我翻去睇个马太福音26:33，佢咁样讲啊，耶稣被捕前几个钟头。
And we can go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 33.This is after, just shortly after Christ was arrested. It was before Christ was captured.
耶稣已经说，耶稣跟他说，说，哎，那，众人，啊，就说，彼得说，啊，众人都会为了你耶稣缘故跌倒，哎，我永远都不会跌倒的。
So Peter replied,Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
那耶稣警告彼得，其实他没那么忠心的。
But Jesus warned Peter that he is not as faithful.
在鸡叫以前呢，他会三次他不认主。
Before the crow, the rooster crow, he will disown Christ three times.
彼得好像很不忿气，他答回他了。
But Peter replied,
说，我就是跟你一起死啊。 我总都唔会唔认你嘅。
That even if I die with you, I will never disown you.
啊，最弊啦，因为彼得咁样讲嘅时候，其他门徒都一样咁样夸口咁样承诺。
And because of what Peter has said, all the other disciples also made that same vow.
但系我哋始终睇到佢哋嘅失败就记载喺一个四本福音书嘅里面。
But then we see their failures were recorded in all four gospels.
彼得系第一个佢夸下呢个海口。
And Peter was the first one to make such a boastful vow.
亦都系佢第一个嘅去跌倒。
He was also the first one to fall.
啊，我哋上一次我哋睇到耶稣复活之后，啊，佢藉着打鱼啊，叫人哋认翻出佢就系嗰个佢就系主。
Last time we had talked about how after the resurrection of Christ.They went out to fish, and they once again saw Jesus.
虽然佢同埋阿耶稣叫佢同埋一齐嚟食饭，啊，表达到耶稣对佢哋嘅爱同埋重新嘅接纳佢哋。
And Jesus invited them to eat with him to represent that he once again accepts them.
但系因为彼得咁样嘅三次唔认主
，But because Peter had denied Christ.Three times,
耶稣知道啦，彼得个心系需要再被去挽回，佢先至可以完全去被主所用。
Jesus knew that Peter's heart needed to be brought back before he can be used by Christ.
啊，彼得唔系净系话啊，有一条罪犯咗三次。
It's not that Peter had sinned three times of the same sin.
啊，彼得但系佢背负佢背弃咗佢对耶稣嗰个嘅承诺。
But Peter had reneged on his promise to Jesus.
啊，彼得佢讲大话做假见证话佢否认啊，佢同呢个耶稣有任何个关系。
Peter even lied and denied that he had anything to do with Jesus.
啊，佢彼得喺嗰度佢妄听神嗰个命嚟去发誓。
And Peter swore in vain.Using God's name.
啊，佢重视佢自己嘅安全多过佢嚟去敬拜呢个真神。
He placed emphasis on his own security more than his fear of the real God.
啊，佢喺当时候佢冇企出嚟嘅去见证呢个耶稣嘅伟大嗰个恩典同埋佢嘅能力。
At that moment, he didn't come out to witness.God's greatness and grace.
彼得佢仲喺度同谋去杀害一个无辜嘅人。
And so Peter was complicit in killing this innocent person.
啊，彼得身为耶稣最亲近嘅门徒，佢都咁明知故犯，一罪加一等。
So Peter, who was one of the closest disciples to Jesus, had made such a big mistake.
啊，虽然佢个口佢好夸口话，啊，佢有爱神嘅爱主嘅能力，多过其他嘅门徒。
Even though Peter boasted that he loved Christ more than any other disciples，
其实佢最后佢真系去爱佢自己，去多过爱耶稣。
But when the time came, he loved himself more than he loved Jesus。
喺嗰度嗰阵时候，你可以睇到人个彼得个心系有几咁嘅破碎。
And we could see at that moment how broken his heart was.
啊，自从人离开咗神之后，佢到处可以揾一啲可以揸拿嘅嘢嚟代替神。
Since mankind has separated from God, we were seeking other things to hold on to.
啊，喺人与人之间嘅里面，好多嘅争竞。
There are lots of competitions and fights between people.
啊，无论喺我哋嘅家庭嘅入边。
Whether it be in a family,
啊，喺呢个工作嘅里面，喺呢个学校嘅里面
，whether it be at work or in school,
喺我哋经验里面，从来都唔知道有咩叫所谓长久嘅爱。
And then, we don't know what an everlasting love is in our experience.
我哋从来唔知道有啲乜嘢可以喺度可以瞓得成个身份可以瞓得低落去嘅。
And we don't know if there are anything that we could lay down our life for.
啊，有时我哋为咗要赚取人哋对我哋嘅肯定。
And sometimes when we want to have other people's acceptance,
啊，为咗要去证明我哋自己
or to prove to ourselves,
或者有時候我們為了要保護自己的時候,
or to protect ourselves,
我們的心被這些東西去佔據了我們的時候, 我們做了很多的傻事出來。
When our heart is possessed by other things, we can do many foolish things.
我們的心其實是幾咁個破碎。
And indeed, how broken our hearts are.
耶稣，你睇下耶稣佢点样去对待彼得啦
？Let's see what Jesus' response is to Peter。
啊，一个咁样去一再而三佢否认佢嘅人
，someone who had denied him three times。
啊，而且仲喺一个公开嘅场合去否认佢。
It was done in a public way。
啊，系我啊，我一早同佢就断绝咗关系啦。
If I were him, I would have cut off that relationship.
將佢逐出嘅之門。
I would have cast him off.
或者喺公司度炒咗佢有噶啦。
Or I would have terminated his job.
一個咁唔可靠、咁唔可以去信任嘅人。
Someone who is so unreliable.
一個仲唔可以呢個咁嘅人唔可以再值得去叫做主嘅門徒噶啦。
Someone who does not deserve to be a disciple of Christ.
啊，我哋就好似嗰个浪子嘅大哥哥咁，执只指头指住彼得去闹佢。
We would have been like that brother, the elder brother of the prodigal son. We would use all ten fingers to point at that prodigal son.
但系耶稣知道我哋嘅心多过我哋知道自己。
But Jesus knows our hearts more than we know them ourselves.
啊，耶稣曾经预先已经为彼得去祈祷。
Jesus had already prayed for Peter before.
啊，耶稣预先去警告佢。
He had warned Peter.
就喺彼得佢当佢唔认主跌倒嗰一刻嘅里面。
And during that very moment when Peter fell, when he disowned Christ,
耶稣佢转个头去望住彼得。
Jesus turned his head and looked at Peter.
在那个望的里面去呼召彼得，你很快地回头悔改了。
That look was to call Peter to return and to repent.
在那个时刻，在眼对眼望见耶稣的时候，
When their eyesight met,
彼得他醒起耶稣曾经这样去警告过他。
Peter remembered how Jesus had warned him before.
是只是警告过他说 你就是在那里他这样去跌倒去否认主
and that he would he predicted that that's what he would have done to disown him
彼得跑出去在那里痛哭
Peter ran outside and wept
他是很觉得自己很惭愧没有再面目去再见耶稣
he felt so ashamed and didn'tHave the face to face Jesus.
但是耶稣并没有因为彼得这样不认他要定他的罪。
But Jesus did not convict him because of what Peter had done.
他并没有因为因此而去丢弃他, throw him away.
And Jesus did not cast him off because of what Peter had done.
我听圣经讲他并彼得耶稣仲冇表，仲冇叫彼得佢从头嘅去赚翻佢做门徒嗰个资格。
And instead, Jesus wanted to reinstate Peter as his disciple.
啊，耶稣爱彼得就要主动嘅嚟去挽回佢。
And Jesus loves Peter, and he actively go in and rescue him.
啊，用十字架上嘅爱去包围佢。
To surround him with the cross and with his love.
啊，彼得个罪已经系俾耶稣十字架嘅救赎去 settle down 去摆平咗。
And Peter's sin was settled by Jesus being on the cross.
耶稣就咁喺走上呢个十字架上边。
Jesus went on to the cross.
他在那里为彼得去付上这个因罪而来的那个 罪价
And he paid for the penalty that was Peter's
在十字架上面就算是那个最坏的人最坏的罪都可以在十字架上面得到饶恕
And the sinner of sinners can have mercy and forgiveness from the cross
跟住見到耶穌問彼得三次差唔多同樣一樣嘅問題。
Then Jesus asked Peter three seemingly similar questions.
呢三個問題就好似一個好精明嘅手術醫生咁。
Those three questions are almost as if it was in the hands of a very expert surgeon, a scalpel.
佢好似個手術刀咁去剖開彼得內心深處嗰個嘅毒瘤。
And the scalpel was able to dissect to the deepest level of that tumor in Peter.
第十五節嘅耶穌佢對西門彼得咁講。
And in verse 15, Jesus said to Peter,
約翰的兒子西門，你愛我比這些更深嗎？
Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
我不論以來我們都叫，要是叫他做彼得，要是叫做西門彼得。
And I always thought that we even either called him Peter or Simon Peter.
但他這裡去叫他做什麼？他說約翰的兒子西門。
But here, Jesus calls him Simon, son of John.
这个名是耶稣还没去召彼得来跟随的时候，彼得原本那个名来的。
This was Peter's birth name before Jesus called him to be his disciple.
彼得呢，是耶稣去给他那个名来的。
Peter was a name given by Jesus.
彼得这个名是解什么呢？ 是解一个磐石，一个 很硬很稳阵的磐石。
And the meaning of Peter, the name Peter, is a rock, a very steady rock.
现在彼得耶稣这样称呼的时候，是他第一次这样又再称呼他原本的名。
And this time, Jesus calls him his birth name.
都要佢俾得佢想起佢當日佢仲未係耶穌嘅門徒嘅時候嘅情況。
And Jesus wanted Peter to think back on the way he was before he was called by Christ.
你本來呢個人，
you as your original person，
你定不如呢個隻頭咁硬嘅。
You are not as steady as this rock.
就算你現在都是好像你舊陣時咁。
You are now just like what you were before.
你定不穩陣，你定不係唔會變嘅。
You are definitely not totally stable and totally unchangeable.
約翰兒子西門啊，我哋就喺呢度，我就咁樣去問你。
Simon, son of John, is right here now. I'm asking you.
你愛我比呢啲更深嗎？
Do you truly love me more than these?
耶穌話比呢啲更深係指乜嘢咧？
So what does Jesus mean when he says more than these?
佢係咪話煮嗰啲即係嗰啲咗捕獲嗰啲魚咧？
Was Jesus pointing to all the fish that they had caught?
西門啊，你咪中意呢啲魚？你愛我有冇多過中意愛呢一大堆嘅咁豐富嘅收穫咧？
So Simon, do you love me more than you love that fish, those fish that you had just caught?
你愛主咗賜俾你個福氣多過你愛主嘛？
Do you love the blessing that the Lord had given you more than you love the Lord?
你愛嗰啲我哋依賴嚟做為過生活嘅，或者俾我哋有安全感嘅，俾我哋有滿足感嗰啲偶像咩？
Are you relying more on the idols of satisfaction of security?
會唔會因為愛嗰啲而愛我少啲啊？愛耶穌少咗啦？
Do you love those things and then you love me, Jesus, less?
耶穌咁樣問可能係噶。
The way Jesus asked him, that those could be the meaning.
但係更加有可能嘅，耶穌講呢個呢一啲係指呢一啲嘅門徒。
But more probable, more than these are those other disciples.
彼得，你系咪认为你爱我？ 多过比其他门徒爱我更加深呢？
Peter, do you think that you love me more than the other disciples love for me?
如果是以前的，彼得他一定说是的。
So if it was the old Peter, he would have said yes, definitely.
因为他以前说人家会跌，我不会跌的。
Because before he would have said, yes, even if all of them fall, I will never fall.
但经过今次的失败，使到彼得不敢再去这样去跟人比较。
But the Peter that had experienced failure now is not, does not dare to compare himself with others.
他不敢再去这样去夸口。
He does not dare to be boastful.
在这样的时候，他这样问的时候，就彼得去面对他自己那个不足。
When he was asked of that by Jesus, Peter had to face himself.
耶稣要彼得去看见他自己内心那个破碎。
So Jesus wanted Peter to see his own brokenness.
要看到他内心那个羞愧，内心那个丑陋。
To see in his heart the shame and the ugliness.
在那里看到的时候，他没有地方可以再躲起来。
And that there was no place for Peter to hide.
他不可以去否认，不可以再去假装。
He could never deny again or could pretend again.
耶稣这样问的时候，知道他不可以再找这个借口，说这是人家的错。
And when Jesus asked him that, he couldn't have the excuse of saying it was someone else's fault. That he is totally open under the word of God. And it's there that Jesus loving him with the scalpel cut deeply into that tumor.
It
was a very painful experience to be face to face with Jesus and be asked of that. But it was a moment that was very necessary and very worthwhile. And it's there that we could see truly our weaknesses. It was only there that we could see our pride and our self-centeredness.
在这样面对的时候，耶稣的时候，彼得没什么再可以夸口。
When he was face to face with Jesus, Peter had nothing else to be boastful of.
他只能够谦卑地说话，主啊，是的，你知道，我爱你。
And he could only humbly reply, Lord, you know how I feel.
耶稣的爱就拿走了我们的失败和过犯。
Jesus' love takes away our failures.
知道我们因此更加去感恩，更加开始的真心去爱神。
So that we can be grateful for his grace and that we can truly love God.
约翰在这段经文用了两个希腊字来形容爱。
Then John had used two Greek words to describe love.
这两个字就是 agapeo and phileo.
What is that?
在圣经里面，我经常被保罗用 agapeo 这个字，是用一个不变的。 是很无私的，还有很牺牲的爱。
So in the Bible, when agapeo is used, it is an unchanging, selfless love.
Phileo 就讲到人和人之间那种手足的之情。
And the word phileo describes love between siblings.
有時去形容得嚟，好似講到係比 phileo 係比個 agapeo 咧更加低一個層次嘅愛。
So sometimes the word phileo is a little bit lower than the word agapeo.
所以當耶穌咁樣去問彼得嘅時候，
So when Jesus asked Peter,
彼得你愛我嗎？咁彼得就回答係嘅，我愛你。
And when Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter replies, Yes, I love you.
頭嗰兩次耶穌係用 agapeo 咁樣去問彼得。
The first two times Jesus used the word agapeo to ask Peter.
彼得每兩次都係咁樣答，係 phileo， 淨係答就講到朋友之間嘅愛。
And two times Peter replied using the word phileo, which is love of siblings, to reply.
第三次耶穌就問係用 phileo 嗰個字，有朋友嘅愛。
The third time Jesus used the word phileo, friendship, sibling love.
彼得仍然係用一個朋友 phileo 嘅愛咁樣去答佢。
And Peter again used phileo to respond.
好多人喺度猜測究竟呢兩個字會唔會帶嚟有任何嘅唔同咧？
So many people have wanted to interpret and find out if indeed these two words have any kind of differences.
但約翰福音裡面有用這兩個字，這兩個字都用來形容神，他怎樣愛人的愛。
And in the Gospel of John, these two words have been used to describe how God loves men.
也都用這兩種愛，也都形容神去愛耶穌的愛。
And these two words were also used to describe God's love for his son Jesus. So the word phileo is not a lesser love.
但當約翰福音時，佢都用 agapeo 係一個所謂高一個層次嚟愛，係形容人去點樣愛呢個世界一個唔好嘅愛。
And in the Gospel of John, agapeo was also used about to describe people's love of the world.
所以好多學者就認為呢兩個字其實係可以互相係使用嘅同義詞。
So that many scholars think that these two words are actually interchangeable and they are synonyms.
只係約翰呢個作者將用呢兩個字同樣嘅嚟形容，完完全全嘅形容嗰個愛應該係點嘅樣嘅。
And John, the author of this book, was using these words to describe what God's total love is.
耶穌同彼得咁講嘅就係，你係咪一個完全嘅愛，係一個好忠誠嘅愛。
So when Jesus asked Peter, he was asking him, "Are you loving me totally, loving me sincerely?"
只有人喺經歷到耶穌個無條件嘅愛嘅裏面。
And it is only when men experience this unconditional love can we use this same love to love God.
耶穌連續三次去問彼得。
So Jesus asked Peter three times.
就應對彼得去三次唔認佢。
And that is so that because Peter denied him three times.
叫彼得去重新去反省。
So that Peter can once again reflect.
係咪只有耶穌你先係我最愛嗰一位咧？
Is Jesus the only one he loves most?
係咪耶穌先係你一生你要擺上去愛嗰一位咧？
Is your love for Jesus in such an extent that you would give off your life to him?
在第三次耶穌問的時候，彼得覺得憂愁。
The third time when he was asked of this question, Peter was sad.
但是耶穌在那裡不是去指責他，乃是去醫治他。
But at that time, Jesus was not rebuking Peter. He was healing Peter.
佢咁样问嘅时候，好似一个光去照入去个黑暗佢心嘅里面。
When he asked Peter this question, it was as if the light was shining into the darkest abyss of Peter.
唔单止要显出佢做错嘅嘢。
Not only to reveal what he had done wrong,
但系要喺佢个悔改嘅里面，佢同样去经历到耶稣个爱同埋赦免。
But in Peter's repentance, he can once again experience the love of Jesus.
喺咁样嘅肯定嘅里面，彼得先至可以从呢个幽暗嘅里面跳出嚟。
And in this, only in this affirmation, can Peter jump out of his guilt.
只有在这样的里面，他才能够将他的失败的包袱去放低落嚟。
It's only in this matter that Peter can put down his baggage.
并且得着再一次得着呢个跟随主嘅力量。
So that he can once again have that strength to follow Christ.
好多时我哋人冇话，如果冇经过耶稣咁样嘅去同佢对质嘅时候。
Often, if we had not faced that kind of confrontation with Christ, that we had not been broken that way like Peter, then the things that we say may not totally enter into our hearts. Maybe inside our hearts we were still having meaning just on our human level. We couldn't accept humbly the shepherd's leading.
所以彼得呢个经历系对佢承担未来嘅工作嘅里面系一个好重要嘅一环。
Therefore, this experience of Peter is something very crucial, so that he can go ahead and serve God in the future.
佢先至可以系去接受神咗俾佢嘅托付。
So that he will be able to receive what God will give him.
耶稣每一次的提问之后，他都会加上一个托付。
And each time when Christ asked Peter, he also told Peter one thing.
就是要求他去牧养和喂养他的羊。
That Peter would feed and shepherd his sheep.
这个呢，等我下个礼拜再讲。
That I will talk about next week.
但是当我们这样去读彼得他这样经历的时候，
When we read what Peter had experienced,
给我们的很多的提醒，
It gives us many reminders.
其实我们的心很多东西是占据着我们的心。
Actually, there are so many things that take up room in our hearts.
我们被很多忙碌，被很多我们的骄傲，被我们很多的渴望去占据住我哋嘅心。
There are so many things that take off our hearts, like our busyness, desires.
使到我哋嘅灵命去枯干，甚至去死亡。
That would choke our spiritual life. That would kill our spiritual life.
我哋现代我哋嘅基督徒，我哋对于罪嗰个认识同埋经历系好肤浅。
As Christians today, the way we look at sin is quite shallow.
我哋唔知佢点样去认识我哋嘅认识罪嘅时候，我哋又变得唔系好去认识神，亦都唔系好认识我哋自己。
When we don't really know about sin, we wouldn't know how to get to know God.
我哋以为我哋内散，我哋自己整塌系好老土嘅一件事。
And we feel that it is so archaic to have introspection.
我哋觉得我哋都唔需要咁去尝试，我哋都唔因此我哋唔需要。原来我哋唔知道我哋里面去认识自己个罪。
So we don't even attempt it, and therefore we don't quite know our sin.
我哋个人灵修。我哋好时强调，我哋个人灵修系我哋一个可以喺神面前省察自己嘅机会。
We emphasize that when we have our personal devotion, that is when we can truly confess our sin to our Lord.
我们在可以读经的里面打开我们的心，让神的话语对我们说话。
When we open the Bible, when we read it, we can open our hearts and truly have a conversation with God.
我们可以让神去光照，在一个光，好像光咁照入我们的心的黑暗的里面。
So that we may let the light of God shine within our hearts.
我们让在祈祷的里面，我们让神去带领我们，引导我们去信靠神的应许。
So that also through our prayers, it would lead us to truly rely on God's promises.
但灵修不是只是为了我们能够去赞叹这个救恩。
But personal devotion is not just for us to go and earn our salvation.
因为这个我们的救恩耶稣已经为我们赞叹，在十字架上赞叹了。
Because this salvation has already been paid for by Christ's crucifixion.
我们长照灵修不是说想去用灵修去看到人家或者神觉得我们很熟灵。
And when we do our personal devotion, we are not trying to show off and let others think that we are so spiritual.
我们这样做不是说表示我们有几爱主。
We're not doing this to show to others how much we love the Lord.
但我们知道这个这样熟灵的操练对我们来说是非常之重要。
But we do know that this spiritual discipline can be so important.
当我们读，我们每日去个灵修，我读圣经的时候
，When we have our daily devotion, when we read the Bible,
我们花时间将这些经文去背落在我们的脑海的里面的时候
，When we try to retain all the verses,
我每日喺我们有段时间去静静的去祈祷亲近神的时候
，When we have time to pray and to be close to God,
是我们很需要的一件事
，It is something that we deeply need.
就因为正如彼得咁样，我哋同样需要神嘅说话咁样样嘅去照亮我哋嘅光照我哋嘅心。
Just like Peter, we need God's word to shed a light on our hearts.
当我哋咁样正睇嗰阵，我内心有好多忧虑嘅时候，其实系咪我心有好多嘢放唔低咧
？So when we have lots of worries, does that mean that there are things that we cannot let go?
当我要同人一味在争斗的时候，我们在心里头有多害怕呢？
When I constantly compete or fight with others, does that mean I have some fear in me?
当我们有很多埋怨的时候，是不是我们的心里面有很多的伤害呢？
When we complain a lot, does that mean we've been hurt a lot?
当我们批评人的时候，是不是我内心很多没有安全感呢？
When we criticize others, does that mean we don't have a sense of security?
在圣经的，当我们读圣经的里面的时候，他叫我们一次的又一次他回到耶稣那里。
When we read the Bible, it tells us time and time again to return to Jesus.
让他的救恩，让他十字架的爱去再一次的温暖我们的心。
Let his salvation grace and his love to warm our hearts.
让好像这个火咁再一次将我哋嘅心爱主嘅心再一次燃烧起嚟。
And like fire, like lighting a fire underneath our hearts for the Lord.
在神嘅爱同怜悯嘅里面，我哋再一次献上我哋嘅自己。
In God's love and mercy, we once again offer ourselves.
一阵我会同大家唱呢首嘅歌，认识你。
Later we'll sing of this hymn, Knowing You.
认识你，当以前我哋不嬲以为好多嘢，我哋觉得我哋揸得好紧，认为我系我哋一生真系要去追求嘅事。
We used to think that we needed to hold on things tightly, that's what we needed.
但系当嚟到耶稣面前嘅时候，其实只有认识耶稣先系最紧要嗰样嘢。
But when we come before Christ,it is knowing Him that is the most important.
我们这个耶稣是值得我们将一生摆上去。
Our Jesus is one worthy of us laying down our life for
Him. Tim Keller 牧师有一句的说话这样说。
Pastor Tim Keller has said,
他说我们基督徒确据 最重要的基础，不是说我们的心摆在耶稣上有多少，而是说神那个不动摇的爱，不动摇的心是 在我们的那里。
The great basis of Christian assurance is not how much our hearts are set on God, but how unshakably His heart is set on us.
是的，只有耶稣不变的爱，不离不舍的爱。
Yes, only Jesus' unchanging love
才能够医治我们破碎的心。
Only that love can heal our broken hearts.
在这样的里面才能够反过来的献上自己的更多的爱主。
And only in that we can go back and love our Lord.
只是这样的时候我才能够面对我们每一天的试探，每一天的有一种经历 的失败。
It's only because of that we can face our daily temptation and failure.
我们一同起立，我们唱一首诗歌，认识你。
Let us all stand and sing Knowing You.
How pretty build my life upon all these worry rivers and walls to own. Oh, I once thought had heartless loss, spent and worthless now, compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my loss, my righteousness.我心爱你，愿我心中愿追求认识你，愿在你里面更归属你，人尽真听你被我做的劝，一世人生都
神啊，真系让我哋知道，只有认识你先系我哋一生最重要嘅至听。
God, indeed, only knowing you is the most important thing in our life.
求主禁止我哋靠自己夸口。
Let Lord help us to stop to boast.
求主你医治我哋因失败而有嘅破碎心灵。
Lord.Heal our broken hearts due to failures.
求主帮助我们以你为我们一生最阻碍最挚爱。
Lord, May you be the only one that we love most.
让我们每一天来去亲近你的时候。
That when we come close to you daily.
让我们读圣经，我们祈祷的时候。
When we pray, when we read your word.
让我们一同来敬拜你的时候。
When we worship you together.
同弟兄姊妹一起有群体的时候。
When we fellowship with brothers and sisters.
你的灵去每一日去教导我们。
That your spirit teaches us daily.
教导我们怎样做一个爱你的门徒。
Teach us how to love you.
我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray all these in your son's name.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.